Okay, today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Gimel, and we are on Ayin Beis Amid Beis by the two dots. Just one shita relating to all of these topics. We're talking about the Mishnah was machale between different cases of a gela acharmisa, whether it's lamafreya or not, whether it's immesi, whether it's mehayom, all the cases of vaday works, vaday doesn't work, or cases of suffik. Those are the three types of cases that were in the Mishnah. There is an interesting question asked by the Rishonim in Baba Basra. The Ran quotes it in Baba Basra, Samachem Abeis, and that is, why aren't all these cases of asmachta, and therefore it shouldn't work at all? What's the case of asmachta? Asmachta means where I commit to something that I don't really think is going to ever come to fruition. I don't think so. Classic case of asmachta, whether it's a gambling case, as is described in the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, or I pay you back half of the money that I borrowed from you. And I say, you know what, if I don't pay you back the other half by a certain amount of time, then give the shtar to a third party, or the third party has a shtar, I'm sorry, and then I tell the third party, give it back to the malve by that time, then he'll be able to collect the whole thing again. Right, because I don't have enough money. All these types of cases, so whenever you commit to something that without full gemiras das, so then we say you don't think it's really going to happen, and therefore it's not a commitment. And we pass on a smachta is lokanya, except for example by tztaka or a mitzvah, but maker did a smachta lokanya. So that's the Rishonim in all these cases. This is your gad if. So the person's hoping that he was not going to die. The person's hoping that he's not going to get stuck somewhere else if he's supposed to be chozer bo after 12 months. So in all these cases, does a smachta come up because the person doesn't have full gemiras das? And especially by gittin, where we need even a higher level of gemiras das. So is that an issue? So explains the Ran, no. Obviously not, because the Gemara doesn't think it's an issue. But the question is, why not? So explains the Ran, umizatam, ein asmachta begittin. But Omer imesi velobasi the avagav delo nichale b'kiyam atzanai. Even though he'd rather come back and not have the tzanai fulfilled, that it should be a get, he'd rather stay married to his wife for many years. Kivan she'eno ish megarish elo lertzono. Since a person only divorces meiratzon, anan sahadi ki rotzehu b'leiv shalem shem yiskayim atnai shetehei megureshes v'lo tehei aguna v'lo zekuka liyavam. He's quoting that from the Ritva. So he says, asmachta is only where we're really not sure about his das, and we think that he doesn't want it. But here, you're right. Ultimately, he'd rather not die. But if he does, or if he doesn't come back, he doesn't fool around with gerushin. People don't fool around with gerushin, and if they do it, they have full gemiras das, and therefore that is not considered a case of asmachta. So that's an important ha'ara to understand all of these sugyas according to the Rishonim. This also relates to the fact that the Gemara here says that one wouldn't think it's a problem of asmachta because people have a higher level of gemiras das when it comes to gerushin. So that kind of relates to the sugya that we also discuss in Baba Basra and in Nedarim relating to Tokadei Dibur, where the Gemara said Tokadei Dibur is Kedibur Dami, that you could, one could retract even though one has already said something, except for four exceptions. Two that are really four, right? Gittin and Kiddushin are two of the exceptions. And we connected that to Hakdasha, possibly, and Avodah Zarah and Megadev. So why is that? Why can you be Chozer Bo? So some of the Rishonim explain, because by Kiddushin and Gerushin, as the Ran says in the Dharm, people don't fool around. You don't fool around by these contexts, right? And if you say something, you're serious. You have full gemiras das, and therefore we're not going to give you the option of going back because we assume that when you said what you said, then you are serious in what you said. And therefore, we don't allow retraction in that case. So again, a similar idea to what the Ran says here. There's no asmachta issue by the case of Kiddushin and Gerushin because that is a case that people don't fool around. So that's just ha'ara on all of these sugyas that we have been speaking about. Okay, let's continue now with the two dots on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. And we revisit a very major Shas topic on this dot that we discussed a couple of months ago as well. So let's see. Says the Gemara, Zeh Gitech, Mehayom, Imesi, Mecholi Zeh, V'amad V'halak Bashuk. Hulu. So the Mishnah had said, in the last case of the Mishnah, man gives a get to his wife, and says if he dies from this illness, and then he gets up and goes to work. And then that day at work, he gets sick and drops dead. So the question is that again, he says, Mecholizeh, is that Mecholizeh? So you have to go and figure it out. You have to figure out, Omdid Oso. We have to go to the doctors and estimate. Omdim Oso. Im Machmas Choli HaRishon Meis, if he died, Machmas the first Choli or not. Would we allow doctors to analyze the body in order to know exactly? Would we allow them to not an autopsy, but maybe something like that in order to prevent a woman from being an aguna? Or this is an aguna, this question of gerusha or amana? That's a good question. We discussed months ago, years ago, there's a Rashi at the end of Yevamos, which discusses the ability, would we exhume a body in order to allow a woman who doesn't know where her husband is? That's a real aguna. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes Diyukim Achronim on that Rashi that says, yes, that's enough of its sorech in order to allow the woman to know if her husband died or not, to exhume a body in order to know. So here, this isn't exactly the case, because she's either a grusha or an almana. Let's say there's only one little Yavam brother who's 1 year old, and she would have to be stuck for 13, 12 years before he could do Yibum. So that's a serious, very serious Shaila. So would we say that it would be allowed? It's got to look in the poskim. We would allow those types of allowances only in very extreme cases. If there's pikuach nefesh befaneinu, if there are two people that are dying, and one of them died, we have no idea what they're dying from, one of them died, and we could analyze one to save the life of another, befaneinu, so that's clear, that would be allowed. But stam to get, in general, information, so that we are much more hesitant of doing. But this is a case, what about this tzorech? So, gotta look at the poskim to figure out how far they would allow it. Okay, so, says the Gemara, commenting on this case, that he's not sure, Amad Bashuk, we're not sure if he died from this illness, so we try to figure it out. So Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, Gito Kematanaso. Halachas of Gitin are similar to halachas of Dine Mamanis, monetary law in giving a get, in giving a matana, a gift. Ma matanaso mamad choser. If a person gives a matana when they're dying, they think they're dying, and then they get better, so then the matana is not a matana. Im amad choser, it goes back to him. Avgito im amad choser. So too by get, if he does not die from this illness, im amad choser, that he can retract automatically. He doesn't have to say tonight, and if I, it's understood. It may see Micholiza, so then if he is Ome Micholiza, so then it would be automatically no good. Uma Gito, and similarly, his just like Get, Avagav de lo Parish, Kiva de Omarx, even though he doesn't say it specifically, he doesn't say Im Mace Micholiza, Kiva de Omarx Suvu, but since he says right the Get, Avagav de lo Omarx Tnu, even though he doesn't say Tnu, that works. Rashi comments that this is going like Reb Shimon Shazuri that we had earlier on Daf Samach Beis that says even Misukan, right, where Rashi there said Chola. So just like by Get, you don't have to explicate that it's specifically for this condition. Af Matanaso, Kiva Damar Tnu, Avagav Delo Kanu Minei. One would still be able to act based on it because one thinks that this is coming close to the end. So we have the comparison between Get and Matana in two ways. If, can it be Choserbo, if he doesn't die from the illness, and if he doesn't explicate, could you act based on it because you assume that this is what he meant because he's in a difficult situation. Says the Mishnah Tznan, Zekite me'ayom ha'meis imichol izeh. V'yamad v'holak bashuk v'cholov ha'meis. Our case of our Mishnah, where he gets sick and then dies, omdim oso. Imach was choli harishon meis. If he died, mach was the choli harishon. It was a relapse, right, to the first choli, harei ze get. If it's all connected to the first choli, then it's a get, because that's what he said. That's a kiyum hatznai. Im lav eno get. And if he did not die because of this, it was a totally different illness, then it wouldn't be a good get. That's the Mishnah. So, now says the Gemara, v'i amrit im amar choser, but if we say that right when he gets up and he walks around, the language of the Mishnah, choser, so then, and the language of Rav Huna explaining the Mishnah, then it's all over. So then, lamali umdana hare amad. The second that there's amida, the second that it seems like to us that this is not one hemshich of the process, he gets better, doesn't that break the tzivui habal? Doesn't that break the instructions that he gave to give the get? Right, the rush here says it's automatic. It's automatic, right? When his amad, as we said, is automatic, so therefore, even if he gets sick again afterwards, why should an umdana make a difference? It should be no good. It should be that he was omade, he broke the process, and therefore, it is not allowed, and the get shouldn't be good, and it shouldn't be, it shouldn't make a difference in our mind that he was mace la'achar zman. Right? Rashi says in the third medium line, ubatel haget me'elav. the get should be batel the second that he gets better. You want to figure out if he got better, but it was the original same sickness. Should it make a difference? Right when he's amad, like Rav Huna explains, im amad choser, so it should break. So the Gemara says, amar mar b'rei de Rav Yosef, mishpei de Rava, shenitach micholi l'choli. The Mishnah doesn't really mean amad. Right? If he's Ahmad, you're right. It would be, wouldn't be a good get, and she would be an Almana, she wouldn't be a Grusha. But the case of the Mishnah is where he stopped being sick, the first illness, but Rachman al-Islan, what happens so often in hospitals, you know, a person's in a hospital, and they get better, they're getting better from one illness, but they catch a pneumonia, and they get another infection. Rachman al-Islan. Right? Because that's what happens sometimes, but we're not walking around, and we're sitting in a place with germs and bacteria, and we try, you know, you can't live with them, we can't live without them. So that's Rachman al-Islan, maybe that's what happened. Nitak mecholi lecholi. Right? He was sick, he never got better. It was just a different illness. So Gemara says a different illness. It says he was omeid. He was omeid, he wasn't sick. No, amen mecholi zev, enough of lecholi acher. Right, he got a different illness. Says the Gemara, halak bashuktani. It says that he went out to the marketplace. He took a walk. Halach al mishanto. No, he went out on his walking stick. Meaning he wasn't fully better. He tried. He wanted to get out. Right, halach al mishanto. That's not considered amad. Right? Or that's the amad. Should say it this way. That's the amad of the Mishnah, which doesn't mean fully amad. If he was fully amad, he didn't even need a mishnes. So then, you would say it's totally broken and the get is not a good get. And you don't do an umdina. The only umdina in the Mishnah that is done to try to figure it out is if he went out and his what is in fully better. We do find mishenes in Tanakh, not just meaning a walking stick, but here clearly it means a leaning on, right? We know miracles that took place with Eliyahu and Elisha was all with the mishenes. Remember the Tchias HaMesim stories in Malachim Beis, which we're discussing now in our Navi Shirim. He put the mishenes on top of the boy and started the Tchias HaMesim process. But we're not talking about that type of mishenes. This is the mishenes that, as it says in Mishpatim, Holech al Mishanto, right? Bahakamashvalan, and the Chiddush is, says the Gemara, Tahalach al Mishanto, Hu Debein on Umdana. The case of leaning on a mishenes where he's not fully better, that's where he needs an umdana to see if it's from the original illness, and it will be a kiyum of the tanai. But ve'idach umdana nami lo ba'inan. What if he never got out of bed? If he never went even out on mishenes, then you don't even need an umdana. He was always sick. Even if it seemed to be an illness from an illness, but if he never got out of bed, then it would still be considered the same illness, and it wouldn't be considered a case of amad. Shmas mina, and what do you see from here, says the Gemara, Shchiv me rasha, nitak me choli lecholi, matanasa matana. Do you see from here that a shchiv me rasha that goes from one sickness to another sickness, is that matanasa matana? That's not considered omed. Even if he went from one illness to another illness, because that's where we're medayik. Only if you're holding bachutz al mishanto, a little bit then we have to figure out whether it was from the original illness. But if you don't even get outside, you never get out of bed, you went from one choli to another, rachman al etzlan, then you don't even need an umdana. It's for sure a kiyum matanai. So where it says in, yes, you would say that by shchiv meira also. To amar balazar, mishmei derav, shchiv meira, shenitek mecholi lecholi, matana so matana. Right, the matana is a matana. You don't say it's a case of amad, even though he didn't die from the first illness, he died from the second illness. If it's all in bed, so then that's what you would say. That is all option number one. That's Rav Huna explaining the Mishnah. Again, Rav Huna compared get and matana by both of them in Amar Choser, and by both of them, even though he didn't explicate, it's as if he explicated. So Rabba Varava are going to argue. Rabba Varava, lo sfira luhu had Rav Huna, they don't say like Rav Huna, meaning they hold that if you weren't mefarish, so then it is a get even if amad. Even if he was omeid, is going to be a get if you didn't explicate it. If you said befarish im meisi mecholize, so then obviously that's a tanai. But if he didn't say that, but it's just kind of understood, so we would not compare those cases if you don't say it. Why? Gzeira shema yomru yeshgeh la'achar misa. Because if you're trying to really be medakdek and do an umdana, what did he die from? It looks like it looks like the get's not really going to be effective until after he dies, we figure out exactly what the causes were. So it seems like there's a get lachar misa. So even though you're right, in that case, technically on a daraisa level, it's not a get lachar misa. It was a get from beforehand, nehayom, and we're just trying to figure it out, la'achar misa, what exactly happened, but people might get confused and think that one would be able to even give a get la'achar misa if he didn't say nehayom. So because we have such an emphasis trying to figure out what happened at the end. So that is why Rabbah and Rava both agree that no, if he doesn't say explicitly the Tanai, so then we're not going to make it dependent on exactly the illness. We're always going to say the get works. The get works, and therefore people will know, people won't get confused. You see Rashi? On the first couple of skinny lines, the Amar Choser, if we say, Amar can be Choser, Asi Lameimar, Lovi Gera Demayis, people are going to think that it wasn't a get until after he died. V'kachazina, Delechimayis, Avigita. As we spoke about yesterday, the two different pshatim. Why is there no get lachar misa? Is it because there is no nosein, or there's just no zika, there's no kesher to break? But either way, people might think there is a get lachar misa, and that is why Rabbi and Rava say the get is a good get, even though really it shouldn't be a good get. Says the Gemara, Umi Gamidi, Timidaraisa Lo Avigita, Umishim Gzeira Sharin and Ashes Islahoma. Do we ever have such a case? Right, we had this way back on Dachlama Gimel. We had this exactly 40 days ago. Right? Asked the Gemara, where do we ever have such a case? On a Daraisa level, they're still married. The get wasn't a good get. He was omade from his illness, so he wants to stay married to his wife. So Midaraisa is still married. Come along the Rabbanan and say, tough luck on you. The get is a good get. You're divorced. Because of this worry, the gzeira, we're going to allow them, the woman, to be fully divorced and she can get remarried. And if he is a Kohen, they can't get remarried. Would we say that? So the Gemara says, in yes. Called him Mekadesh, Adayda the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Right? Anytime a person gets married, they get married, Aldas the Rabbanan, right? As Tosfos said earlier, and then Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Gimel. That's why we say Kadas Moshe v'Yisrael at a wedding. V'yafkin Rabbanan l'kadushin minei. And the Rabbanan uproot the marriage from this man. Right? So this sugi comes up in six places. Two of them are right here, Meseches Gittin. Two of them are in Yevamos, Babastra and Ksubas. Those are the cases where it comes up. The principle of Afkinu, of uprooting the marriage. The Rashba asks the question in the beginning of Ksubas on this Gemara. Again, a number of items of what we're going to say today we discussed then, but that's the godless of the daf to review every few weeks or years when we talk about different sugyas. This is twice in Gittin, we get to talk about it. Ask the Rashba, if the rabbis are always in control of marriages, so why can't they always? There's a situation of Mamzeris, okay, we nullify the original marriage. No more Mamzeris issues, right? It wasn't an Ashes Ishes Incha. Right, so there are so many cases where the rabbis could use their power. The Rashba explains, obviously, you don't just say that. You can't just dissolve a marriage, yesh me'ayin. What the rabbis are allowed to do is if there is some type of trigger, so then they could dissolve the marriage. So here, there's a trigger. What's the trigger? There's a get. There was a get given. So if there was a get given, so then the rabbis could say, the get works. Right? Even though you don't want it to work anymore, but that's the trigger. The Rashba says you need something like that, right, in all the cases of Afkenu. You can't just say it without any basis. That's the sugi of called Mekadesh Adaita Durabana Mekadesh. The Pnei Yeshua here discusses why the language is called the Mekadesh, while here it might have been more appropriate to say Kol HaMegaresh Adaita Durabana Megaresh, right, and we also say Kedas Moshe Yisrael there. So he discusses why we focus on the Kiddushin and not on the Gerushin. But we discuss then as well how exactly does this work? How do the rabbis, what's the mechanism? How do the rabbis exactly make the marriage annulled, so to speak? So if you look in the Rishonim, Rov Rishonim assume it is Tanai. Tanai, the Ritva in Maseches Ksubas says that the most Rishonim use this lashon that it's as if when a person says Haram Kodesh Zli Kedas B'Tavazu Kedas Moshe Yisrael, it is as if the man is saying we are married as long as the rabbis say that we are married. But the second that they will say that something occurred that we're not married, so then we're not. So it's a real Tanai. The language of the Ritva sounds like that. He said, okay, the Ritva in Kiddushin there on Daf Gimel says that amongst Rashi seems to say that, but that is what Rov Rishonim would say, that it's based on Tanai. A second idea, though, is the Ramban. The Ramban there in the beginning of Ksubas. He says, it's all what we might call a threat. It's not really that the rabbis are uprooting, but it's that we, the rabbis, tell the person involved, if you don't allow this get to go through, then we're going to uproot your marriage, and mamela, all of your beers are going to be bioznus, as we're going to see it B'ezras Hashem in a minute in the Gemara. Nobody would want that. So mamela, we assume that a person ends up, even the guy screaming, I don't want the get to be a good get, but his butler died to Eitzel Kol Adam, he doesn't want all of his bios to be bioznus, and therefore he is gomer and gives the get balkarcha. Not balkarcha, but Bezdin kind of forces it, but that he agrees in the end. That's the Ramban exubis. The Shemati to come and tarts him. Hadakam read on Im Kain Shavur Banal Bilas Bilasnus. Ve'ein Adam Ose Bilas Bilasnus. Hilkar Gomer Vyav Gita Meyachav Kidei Shalo Yafki Rabban Kidushav. Shalo Ye Bilas Bilasnus. Velavla Memer Da'akruha. So really, he gives the get. He gives the get. Right, that's a totally different shot. And that's a big enough gemina between those two. If you say it's al tanai, so then once the tanai is unfulfilled, so is that breaking it from now, or is that going to get mikana lahaba or lamafreya? That's not 100% clear. According to the Rabban, it's clearly mikana lahaba because it's the get that's being used. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua there also says. Maybe he didn't have the Ramban Allah on Ksubis, but that's what he also says. Ein sarech lafkuei kiddushin, but it's the threat. Im ya'arer adayin v'yomer shelo girish adayin drabanan ela adayin tenafshe v'yirtz levatel aget hifkiu kiddushin v'shaviu bilas bilas nus u'me'achet shetiknu kein mistama lo ya'arer od v'yasa bilas bilas nus kein nire li. There are others. There is a day in the Shita and Ksubis, that's where most of the action is, and also on Daf Lama Gimel, that really the Rabbanan have the power to wipe out a marriage, which is the biggest formulation, Chiddushin formulation. Vista Matarzi, I'll read you from the Shita there. The Chiyamrita Nafkina Rabbanan Kedushin Minei, Lav Mishas Kedushin, Elahashta, Mishas Maisa. Wow. Mishas Maisa, you break the marriage, but he doesn't say that it's with a get. Because man shelo nasa ma'isa shelo kibla get ba'onis ki agavna chayavis b'chenek. V'chulu, and he points out in the footnotes here of the Shita Mekubetzes, chidish kan chidish atzum, shelo matzasi lo chaver zeber ishonim. That you just, the marriage just evaporates. The rabbis have that power. V'lechora advar mufloim, heichan shamanu, she'eshes ish mamish, mafsika lios eshes ish below get. If you say it's the get working, like the Ramban says, fine. If you say that it's a tznai, that it's uprooted meikara, fine. But here you say it's up till now, it's good. And all of a sudden now it's no good, no longer there, and it's not working through the get, and it's not working through Mises Abau. Right? That is a tremendous chiddush, exactly how that is working. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes says there. And the one who really likes this is the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden there in Ksubis, in the back of the Gemara, is very excited about the Shita. He doesn't quote the Shita, but he's very excited about the Shita in how he understands the sugyas. Those are a couple of ways how to understand how Afkeinu works. But then the other issue that the Rishonim quote is the next line of the Gemara. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, so what did we just say? Rava and Rava both say that because of Gzeira, we don't want people to think Yesh Get Lachar Misa, we would say if a person does not explicate that it's only in Macy, so then we will say the get is a good get, even if he's omade. So Amalei Ravina Leravashi, Tena to Kaddish Bekaspa, I understand how this works by Kiddushe Kesef, Kiddush Bebia Ma'ikala Meimar, but what about Kiddushe Bia? How would that work? So again, the Rishonim discuss, what exactly is the question? Why would Kiddushe Kesef be easier to uproot than Kiddushe Bia? So Rashi says earlier that it is easier to change the result. It's easier to change kesef to matana than to change marriage to znus. That's Rashi's approach. You look at the result, right? You look at the result. Lamaisa, to make this matana would be easier. Would the rabbis make it into be a znus? And according to that, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is the same according to all. Amarle, yes. Shavu Rabbanon Labilas, Labilas Nus. They would. Even though it's not so common to make, right, they would. Tosva says in Ksubis and earlier, Hefker, Bezen Hefker. The mechanism is understandable, right? By Kesef, there's a mechanism that we're aware of. The Rabbanan are in control of the finances of Am Yisrael, right? We had the two sources earlier, Daf Lamed Vav, in the sugyas of Shemitah, and we know the Rabbanan are based on Psukim and Yoshua and Ezra, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the source in Shas for Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, so that we understand, Kesef, but Bia, how do they do that? The answer is, in the world of marriage, yes, they have that power. The other way to understand it is, of course, the Rabos of Shal Rashi. Rashi's Rebbeim, quoted in Ksubis, quoted earlier on Daflam Gimel, where Rashi goes to his Rebbeim and argues vehemently on them. Rashi's Rebbeim say, Kiddusha Kesef, Durabanan. And therefore, at Kiddusha Kesef, we understand how the Rabbanan have control, because that's only Kiddushin Midurabanan. But if you say Kiddushin Bia, that's Daraisa, Kamash Vilan. No, they even have the power by that. Alright, so that's Rashi says. What are you talking about? It's based on a drasha, Xer Shava. Kicha, Kicha, Misei Ephron, it's a Daraisa. So how can you say Kiddushin Kesef Durabanan? A. And B, you're telling me that this woman is only married on a rabbinic level? Midaraisa, she's single. Midarabanan, no. So, no, even the Rabbanan of Shal Rashi would have to say that sometimes you have a rabbinic mechanism that achieves a Chalos Daraisa. Kinyan Chalipin is learned out from a pasuk in Rus. So that's, but you use Kinyan Chalipin for to have Daraisa results, to have a Chalos Daraisa. So, Situmta is a Kinyan that's agreed upon by all. So when you do a Situmta, when you shake hands with somebody, it's only Darabanan? No! The mechanism might be Darabanan, but the result could be Daraisa. So, that's what the Rabbos of Shal Rashi would answer to Rashi's claim. But, as we always mentioned, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus might also be connected to this Rabbos of Shal Rashi. Because according to at least one gear, so of the Rambam, Kiddushe Kesef also, he writes his Midivrei Sofrim. Midivrei Sofrim doesn't mean Durabanan, but Midivrei Sofrim, which is learned out from a Gzeirah Shavah, is not Beferish in the Torah, and that's why it could be different in terms of the power of the Rabbanan. But either way, that's a couple of suggestions, how the Rishonim read this Gemara, how Afkeinu works Bechlau, and what's the Chilek between Kedushe Kesef and Kedushe Bia. Okay, let's continue. Where does Shtar fit in? That depends on what this question is. Would the shtar go with beer, or does shtar go with, in the Hava Amina, does shtar go with kesef? Depending on what your question, how you understand the question, will depend where you put shtar. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbana, right in the middle. Gemara quotes the Tosefta. Zekitech mehayom im meisi mecholi zeh. This is your get from today, if I die from this illness. V'nafal habayis alav oechisho nachash. And then all of a sudden he dies from a totally different reason. Totally unexpected case. He gets bitten by a snake or the house falls on him. Ain't no get, that is not a get, because he did not die from that illness. If I don't stand up from this illness, and then the house falls on him or the nachash, then the Tosafta says it would be a good get. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So interestingly, the Bavli here gives an answer and says, you're right. No difference. Sholchu mitam, we sent to Eretz Yisrael, and they sent back from there. Achlu ari ein lanu. If he gets eaten by a lion, so then there's no get. Ein lanu. We don't hold that it is a get. It's no good. Meaning, from Eretz Yisrael, they came back and said, we don't hold of this distinction. In both cases, whether he says, if I die from this, or if I don't stand up from this, in both of those cases, it is not a good get. That's the Bavli. If you look in Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosfos in Mishnah Reisha. Tosfos says, no, there's a difference in language. If somebody says, this is your get if I die from this, so he didn't die from this. But if he says, this is a get if I don't get up from this illness, well, he didn't get up from the illness. He didn't die because of the illness, but he didn't get up from the illness. So the Yerushalmi says it's beautiful. It's a difference in the Lashon. That's the Yerushalmi. But Tosfos points out, Aval Gemara Shalanu, Eino Sover Chiluk Zeh. Our Gemara does not hold to this Chiluk, Ela Bekulam, Mashmalei Sheyamas Midocholi Zeh. Don't be so medactic and medayik. Oh, if I don't stand up, he means if he's going to die from this illness. Right? Don't make me such a lamdan. A person not such a lamdan when he's about to die. Right, that he says this exact lashon, I'm including if I get bitten by a snake. Right, he doesn't mean that. So, right, so again, obviously the Bavli understands the difference in lashon, but they don't understand that, they don't assume that this is what he meant. And therefore, in this case, Machlokas Bavli, Yerushalmi. Rambam, what do you think the Rambam would paskin? The Rambam often takes into account Yerushalmi's also, but the Rambam here says, Safek Migureshes. If you look at our Gemara, you might say, totally no. Right? Usually if there's a machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, he'll go like the Bavli. He'll pass like Yerushalmi if there's no Bavli against. But the Kesem, the Magen Mishnah here says, it must be the Rambam understands the words Ein Lanu as, we can't say for sure. That's what Ein Lanu means. That's how the Rambam must understand it. Umima, says the Magen Mishnah in Perek Tes. Umima she'amru achlari Ein Lanu, velo amru achlari Ein Zeget. Pirish Rabbeinu, Ein Lanu she'yeh get gamur. Umitoka, kasav salim ukureshes, veroi lahachmi be'erva, vecholeses velo misyabemes. So that's how you have to understand the Lashon of Ein Lanu. Good. This Lundus also here, the Ar Sameach and the Granat and Ksubis and Simon Chaf discusses here, maybe there's a difference, like to explain the Chiluk of the Yerushalmi. Right? What is this Lashon? If I die from this, if I don't stand up, does he need a Tnai fulfilled, or does he need a Tnai not broken? By all cases of Tanai, the Granat, it's a beautiful piece in the Granat in Simon Chaf, he discusses, by all cases of Tanai, I'm married to you if it rains. So how do we look at that conceptually? Is it that we're married and not raining ruins our marriage? Or is it we're not married unless it rains? And when it rains, we're married. Is the Tanai Mikayim the Maisa? Right? If it rains, or is it no? The Maisa is the Maisa. The Tanai has the ability to undermine the Maisa. After all, we know Tanai, Tosas Exubis Nunvav, Nunzayan, Tanai is a Chiddush. To say that a Tanai works, I'm married, I give a woman a ring. All of a sudden I say, if something happens, Tosas says the whole idea is a Chiddush. And if we wouldn't know the Mishpatei Atzinoim for B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvein, we would say the Maisa is Kayim and the Tanai is Bantel. Because what's a Tanai? So now that a Tanai works, so how do we understand Tanai? Does Tanai have the power to break a Maisa? Or is now that we know Tanai, so the Maisa is not a Maisa until you fulfill the Tanai? So maybe that's the difference in Lashon here, according to that Yerushalmi. If somebody says, if I die from this illness, so then it's a get. So that sounds like, unless he dies from this illness, it's not a get. You need the Tanai to be Mekayim the Maisa. And that's why, because you didn't have it, so that's why it's not going to be a get. But the other case is, this is your get if I don't stand up. So maybe there it's different. There the Maisa is the Maisa. Right now, he's not standing up. So now the Tanai has the power to break the Maisa. If he would stand up, and he didn't stand up, that's what would be easier for the get to be a get. So that's a beautiful question, Chakira, in the world of Tanai. How do we look at all Tanai? But maybe that's a chiluk between the two languages here, according to the Yerushalmi. And again, the Bavli, I think fundamentally, might agree with that lumdis, but it's just here, in this case, you know, it's hard to say that umdina is what the person meant. Okay, we continue. Vayter. Hahu gavra d'zavanar l'chavre. A person sells his property to his friend. Kabil alei kalon to the misyalin. And when he sells it, he says, you know what? If anything crazy happens, if any onis happens, I'm responsible. Lasof, so he thinks. Maybe he has a creditor. Some things that he's thinking about. Lasof afiku banara. But then the river opened on, right, the king commanded, Rashi says, that the river should pass through the field. Right, they built a dam, and now the river passes through his field. Asa l'kamid Ravina. Amar le'zil shafile. Ravina says, go fill him up. Meaning, you're responsible. Da kapilas Allah, kolon sa demisyalid. Right, you accepted any ones. Amar le'ravacha bar tachlifa l'ravina. But this is an ones totally unexpected. Come on, he's responsible for this ones. Because the king made a new rule? Can't be. Igalgala milsa umat lakami derava. Amar lehu onsa delo shriachu. So Rava said he was pater because it is an ones delo shriach. Period. Right? Totally unexpected. Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. Do we really say that an ones that is totally unexpected, he's not responsible for? So what about our Tosefta that we just quoted? Im lo e'emod mecholi zeh. V'naf alav abayis o'echi shonachash arei zeget. So you see from there that it's a get. Right? It's a get in the Seifa of the Tosefta. Amalei Rava ve'emem merish eino get. Why are you asking me from the Seifa? Look at the Resha. Right? Remember? We said eino get. And where they said sholcho mitam, that's no good either case. What, because you see there's an inner contradiction, you don't think that you could ask a question from half of it? So I'm lay in. He says, exactly. See, Since it has a total inner contradiction, it must be there's something not authoritative about it. It wasn't studied in the Beis Medrash, or else they would have figured out exactly what the pshat is. So zobas svara. So go after the svara, and the svara is that an ones de lo shchiach should not be on a person's mind. If you look at Tosfos here, very important lines in Tosfos. Tosfos in the middle of Esvei, about the 10th line of Tosfos, Tosfos says, V'yomeri di'ika shlosha gavne ones. There are really three kinds of ones. Because remember, he did say, I accept any ones that happens. So he did accept some ones. So there are three categories of ones, says Tosfos. De ones de shchiach legamre lekul yam ein ones. If there's an ones that is very common, ones doesn't always mean unexpected. An ones means totally out of your control that you were hoping didn't happen. But it's not your negligence, right? Let's say there's traffic, right? I don't know if you would call that ones, but let's say there's crazy traffic. So sometimes you have to expect there's going to be crazy traffic. And then on the other extreme, ones to lo shchiach klal. You have an ones that is totally unexpected. Could go into shmeitzin, like an arsugya, like the king decides to divert the river. No, that's never going to happen. Afilu l'rabba yesh ones afilu begetin. There, we would for sure say yesh ones beget. To lack of a migzar, b'shem shruos, right, the sugya at the beginning of Ksubis. And then, skip two lines, uplugta de'ein tainas ones, hainu b'shchiach v'lo shchiach. Then there's the middle type of ones. Not totally surprising, not totally not surprising. So you got to know exactly what fits in. But Tosa says, three types of ones. Okay, says the Gemara now. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Zavin, Shum Shemi. They bought some sesame, Agida the Narmalka, on the banks of this river. Ogur Malchi Lavurinu, and they hired sailors to transport their sesame back home. Kabilu Alayo Kalotza de Misyalit, and these sailors accepted, you know, were responsible for any ones. Lesof, at the end of the day, Istachar Narmalka, they dammed up the river, and they were stuck. Right, they were stuck and there was no more water. So the boat was sitting there and they didn't get the sesame back. Amr Lahu, Aguru Khamri, Afkinu Nialon. Right? So they said, okay, tough luck, I'm sorry, but you have to hire donkey riders to carry back our sesame. The Kabil Su Alaihu Kalon to the Misyalid. Right, you accepted. Also Lakame de Rava, Amr Lahu, Rava says to them, come on, Kaki Chivri, white geese. Meaning, they had white beards, and that's what he calls them. Meshachi glimi d'inchi. You're stripping off the clothing of people. Meaning, you're acting inappropriately. Onzit lo shchiachu. It's an onis to lo shchiach, and therefore, it is not allowed. This exact case is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpan, in Simreish Chafei. The Shulchan Aruch says, there was once a case where rabbis gave sesame on a boat, and then they got stuck, and they got donkey drivers, and in that case, they are not responsible, because it's a total ones de lo shchiach. Ones de lo shchiach. So the different discussions in the Poskin, the Minchas Yitzchak, has a tshuva. What about cases of shiduchin, and an ones de lo shchiach comes up? Or an ones to shchiach, when do you have the right? See, if people aren't married at all, fine, but let's say one is in circles, especially in the days of old, but even Bizvan is in some circles, where there are financial commitments when a shidduch is made. And now one of the parties wants to get out of the financial commitment because they found out certain information. Ones to shchiach, ones to lo shchiach. Right, the Minchas Yitzchak Shaila is a case where parents accepted and they made financial commitments and then the war broke out. And then craziness, and then the boy and the girl are in totally different parts of the world. They survive, but they're not interested in marrying each other, right? So that's an ones de lo shchiach. That's an ones de lo shchiach, Rachmana Litzlan. But in more down to earth common cases, those are shilas that are discussed by the poskim. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Lotus Yachid Imo Ela Bifnei Edim. What case are we talking about? The Mishnah sounds like it's coming in the middle. Don't have yichud with him. Who? What case? Rashi. Zeshenasan get. Va'amrala mehayomi mesi. Somebody gives a get to his wife and says, if I die from this illness, so then it is your get from today. So, lotes yachinimo. He can't have yichud. Why? Back to the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. Ella lotes yachinimo, ella bifnei edim. Except in front of witnesses, so it's not really yichud. Afilu al pi eved, afilu al pi shifcha. Even if there's an eved or a shifcha there, as long as it's not yichud, so then it is allowed. Chutz mi shifchas, except for her own shifcha, because she won't be embarrassed in terms of being with her husband in front of her shifcha. But beisha liba gaspa b'shifchasa. Fine. What's the reason? If a man gives his wife a get al tnai, what's the reason that they can't have yichud? So Rashi quotes two ideas. Number one, there's a chash that he was boel l'shem kiddushin. So even though let's say the get is going to work retroactively, but Memela, he was boil her after that get, and she dies a married woman. She doesn't die a divorced woman. Right? Number one problem. Number two is, if they're divorced, then there's an Isra of Yichud. Right? So Memela, there's Isra of Yichud, as we know, from the Gemara to the end of Kedushin, Isra, some Yichud is Daraisa, some is Darabanan. So that is number one. Mahi Ba'osan Ayamim. So now, what is she in those days? So, as Rashi explains on the top of Amud Beis, this case is not where he says Mehayom. This is the case where he says, this is your get a moment before I die. So now, what is the halacha of, and he gives the get today. So what's the halacha of the woman in all the in-between days until the moment before he dies? So, machlokas. Mahi bosan ayamim. And the Gemara will talk about this more, Beth Hashem, the end of Amud Beis, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what's her status? Keishas ish. Machod vareha. Look, the get isn't a get until the second before he dies. So all this time in between, she's an Ashes Ish Daraisa. And, as Rashi says, Fahabal Lehabameze Vechenek. Ubishogi Bechadas, right? She's an Ashes Ish until the second before he dies. And therefore, that has ramifications for Znus and Arias. The Achronim discuss, isn't this Hasra Safik? Because this might be the second before he dies. So maybe how could he give Hasra? So the Achronim would say, no, there's a Cheskas Chayim here. He's still alive. He's not a ghost ace yet. Cheskas Chayim, and there's a Cheskas Ashes Ish. So that's good enough. That's good enough. We don't have to assume that the divorce is going to kick in right now. Ashes Ish L'chol Dvarecha. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says no. Migureshes and Migureshes. Suffolk. She is a Suffolk status at this moment, and therefore we would not put somebody to death based on that. Tana Rabbana says the Tosefta. Ra'u ashenis yachta imo. So we're going to have a Tosefta. We're not going to know exactly what the Tosefta means. We're going to have three different pshatim. What exactly is the pshat of the Tosefta? That's this amud, right? What is the pshat of this Tosefta? Tana Rabbana, ra'u ashenis yachta imo ba'thela. Oh, sheyashna imo tachel magalias amita. If Adim see that they were misyached in the dark, or they saw that they slept near each other, Ein choshishin shemen es asku b'davar acher. We don't think that they were involved, that they had bia. V'choshishin mishum znus, but we're choshish that they had znus, which sounds like the opposite of the first line. V'ein choshishin mishum kiddushin, but we don't think it was l'shem kiddushin. We don't think there was bia l'shem kiddushin. So we have no idea what that Tanakama means. Because the Tanakama says, don't think they did anything. Then he says, do think they did something. Znus, but don't think they did kiddushin. So what do those three lines mean? And before we even finish, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Bizu, Choshashem Yishem Kiddushin. No, we are worried that he was Baal Hashem Kiddushin. So Mike Omer, what exactly is this Tosefta talking about? So, three tries. Try number one. Amar Rav Nachman Amar, we have to add in a couple of lines to this Tosefta somewhere. So, where is it? Amar Rav Nachman Amar, Amar Baravu Ahachi Kamar. This is the case. Ra'u Hashem Nivala, if the Adim see that they had Bia, so Choshishin Mishum Kiddushin. So then you have to be nervous that even though he gave this get al tonight, maybe he was Boel Hashem Kiddushin again. Nosan Lak Safim. But if after he was Boel, we saw the man give the woman Kesef, so then Choshishin Mishum Znus. Then we have to assume that this Kesef is Kiddushin Kesef. So the earlier Maisa was a Maisa Znus. Di Amrinon Be'ethnena Nosan La. Because we have to assume maybe this is Esnan. This is payment for the earlier Bia. I take it back. We don't assume that this Kesef is L'Shem Kiddushin. That's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. We assume this is just payment for the earlier Bia, so it's Esnan. Ve'ein Choshishin Mishum Kiddushin. So the Tanakama holds, according to this pshat, the Tanakama holds, if we see that they had Bia, so then we have to be nervous that it was Kiddushin. But if we see that there was a transfer of money after the Bia, then we don't assume it was Kiddushin, we assume it was Nus. That is the Tanakama. What would the Tanakama say if we did not see the Bia? Then it would be one level down. We'll see. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, apazu choshim mishum Kiddushin. Even if he gives money afterwards, we have to be choshesh that the money is mishum kiddushin, right? Not mishum esnan. Or maybe the bia was kiddushin and this money is a gift, right? Either way, that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, if this is the pshat of the Tosefta, so then how does this Tosefta, this is what the Gemara is going to do, each of these opinions, work with the Mishnah later on? There is a Mishnah later on, if you want to look at it for a second, on Daf Pei Aleph. Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Hamagaris is Yishto V'lo Ni'imo B'Puntaki. A man divorces his wife, and then he has Yichud with her. Divorces his wife that he's yichud with her. So there's a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says they do not need another get. We're not choshesh that they will boil the same kedushin again. And Beis Hillel says sricha himenu get sheni. You need another get. If a man had yichud with his wife, that's called a get yashan. If he had yichud with his wife after he already gave a get to his wife, machloka Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if he needs another get. Beis Hillel says, obviously we're going to try to link this machlokas to Beis Hillel, that you need another get. So now the Gemara says, Keman Azla, back to our Gemara, Keman Azla, if this is the pshat of the Tosefta, Keman Azla had the Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokas, the machlokas there between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Kishera Uasha Nivala. That's only if the Edom saw Bia, or they saw enough of whatever is considered enough to be see the Bia. Avalora Uasha Nivala, but in that case of Get Yashan, if they didn't see a Bia, Divrei Yaakov Ein Tzricha Imenu Get Sheni. Even Beis Hillel would agree, no new Get is needed. Only if they saw Maisa Bia Zira Machlokas. If they didn't see it, so then no new get would be needed. Kiman, who could that Mishnah be like? Kedivrei Yaakov? That understanding of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Mishnah, could be according to either of these opinions. Right? Either of these opinions, they both agree. This Artos after is talking about where they didn't see the Bia. So if they didn't see the Bia, so they could agree to what Rabbi Yochanan says about that Mishnah. Fine. So Matzkev Abaya says, but wait a minute, I don't like this pshat of the Tosefta. Midik Safim Tani? According to your pshat, according to the Rav Nachman's pshat, money has a lot to do with it. Right? Did he give the money after the Bia? That's a big factor in the case. But he doesn't say anything about money in the Tosefta. So I don't think that could be the pshat of the Tosefta. So Ella Amar Abaya, Abaya gives a different pshat to the Tosefta, Hachikamar. This is the case. Ra'uha Shenivala. If they saw a Maisa Bia, nothing to do with money. Just Ra'uha Shenivala. Choshishim Mishim Znus, Vein Choshishim Mishim Kiddushin. Abaya says, if they saw the Maisa Bia, you have to assume it's Nus and not Kiddushin. Rabbi Yozi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Choshishim Mishim Kiddushin. No, you assume Kiddushin by a case of Ra'uha Shenivala. Nothing to do with money. Keman Azla Hadam Rabbi Chanam Rabbi Yochanan. So now we ask the same question. Rabbi Yochanan shot of that Mishnah. Machlokes Kishar Ru'a Shenivala, Avalo Ru'a Shenivala, Dibriya Kol Ein Sricha Yemenu Get Sheni. If they didn't see the Bia, then everybody would agree that you don't need another get. Keman. Who would that be like according to this pshat of the Tosefta? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, only like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ra'uha Shenivala, your Choshish Mishim Kiddushin. Right, and that's what Beis Hillel says there. Ra'uha Shenivala, your Choshish Tzricha Get Sheni. So according to this understanding, according to Abaya's understanding of the Tosefta, so then Beis Hillel over there, Rabbi Yochanan's Beis Hillel over there, would only work out according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda in our Tosefta. Fine. Maskav la Rava, and now Rava says, I don't like your pshat Abaya either. Imkein my af. What does Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda mean by saying af choshishin? What is that word? Also. What do you mean also? It's a chumra. It's a chumra. Af sounds like it's a kula. Also. So what's af? Right, Rashi says, my af, third wide line. Tachshasha diznus lav davka chshasha elakula hi. The znus is a kula lomar tolin osab znus vein choshin l'kiddushin. For Rabbi Yosi, avid l'meimar choshin l'kiddushin vein tolin l'hakel b'znus. Right, he should say choshishin, not a question of af. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava gives a third and final pshat to the Tosefta. Hachi ka'amar. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer af lo ra'uah shenivala. The af is including a new case. Even if they didn't see bia choshim shim kiddushin. Not only if they saw the bia. Even if they didn't see the Bia, Choshish Mishum Kiddushin. So, and if that's true, so then our Mishnah doesn't work at all. Our Tosefta doesn't work at all with that Mishnah. Keman Azla Adam Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas B'Sheruah Kishereuah Shenivala. Ava Lo Ruah Shenivala Devri Akol Ein Atzricha Emenu Get. According to that pshat, if Lo Ruah Shenivala nobody needs a get, Keman Delokechan. So then our understanding of the Tosefta would not fit in according to Beis Hillel at all. Because the only one that we had was Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, but now we're saying that he requires a get even if lo ra'uah shenivala. And according to how we understand that Mishnah, is only if ra'uah shenivala. So that's why it would not work. The Rishonim here discuss, and it's discussed in Eben Ezer also, how much do the Edom actually have to see? Here we're talking about, they saw a Bia, are we choshish mishum kiddushin or not? Right? What happens, the Mordechai discusses, what happens if the Edom, right, it happens sometimes at a wedding, right, the Edom are there, and then they're watching the Kiddushin, and then all of a sudden, the photographer steps right in front of them. So hopefully the Edom like pushed the photographer out of the way, or just went around to actually see what happens if the Edom are there and they missed it. The Bukhasan's about to put the ring. The photographer comes in and jumps because he wants a good view. And then all of a sudden, the Edom see the ring on her finger. They see the chassan about to put it on the finger, and then they see the ring on the finger. Is that good enough? First, you have to tell the photographer has got to use his head a little bit. But does that work? So that's a discussion in the Ramah in Evan Ezer in Mem Beis Dalet. For sure, lechatchila it should not be done. But the Ramah discusses these types of cases. Kidesh b'fnei edim, afilu lo amar atem edim mikudeshes. Afilu yichid edim yichol machem shero amaisa lahayid v'tzrichima edim liros hanesina mamish liyada oli reshusa. The edim have to see the actual nesina. Avalim lo ro hanesina mamish liyada. Aflapisha shamu sha'amar his kashili b'chevetz ploni v'acharkach yotza mitachas yada einon kiddushin ache yiru hanesina mamish. They gotta see it. They gotta see the Nesina. The Ein Hochid Baze Acher Umdanos Vahochachos. You don't do it. They have to see it. So they have to see it. What happens if the poskim also discuss, what if they can't see the face of the Kala? Some have the minhag of having a very thick veil. Right? So somebody has a very thick veil. They can't see the face. Do they have to see the face at the actual moment? Or is it good enough to see the face right afterwards? So that already is different. Because there they see the actual Kiddushin. They know this woman. And then when the woman picks up the veil after the Maisa Kiddushin, so then it will be good enough. So again, this is all discussions in the postgame. What exactly has to be seen? But it's related to our Gemara, where there's a lot of flexibility. It's not a quite, it's Choshishin. A Maisa Bia, our Rechoshis, that was L'Shem. The L'Shem Kiddushin. The Pisachei Tshuva quotes in Evan Ezra Laman Aleph Hey, that discussion about the parts of the Kala. The Avni Miluim also discusses it, right? Is a Yediya right after Kiddushin, is that good enough? He quotes from the Maharit, but he quotes Lakula at the end, even though some are Machmer. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beis Hashem will continue with Gittin Ayin Dalet, Beis Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, there might not, I might